In Mexico yesterday, elections were marked by protests, violence, and general voter discontent. In midterm voting, Mexicans elected congressmen, governors, and mayors, and despite the president's sinking popularity, his party is poised to maintain power, as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
The violence was limited mostly to southern states of the country. In Oaxaca, members of a radical teachers' union upset about recent educational reforms burned ballots in the central square of the state's capital. Police arrested more than 80 people. In the state of Guerrero, parents and supporters of 43 students disappeared last year protested. Chanting "The struggle continues," mass protesters burned ballots and election materials. However, Mexico's top election official said less than 2% of polling places nationwide were affected. While the anticipated violence was limited to southern states, predicted voter dissatisfaction appeared more widespread. At an outdoor restaurant in a Mexico City neighborhood, more people were enjoying the music than voting at a polling place next door. Guitarist Juan Dominguez said, "Why bother? All the candidates do is make promises and more promises and then do nothing," said Dominguez between sets. Pre-election polls showed a vast majority of Mexicans have little or no confidence in their politicians. Nearly all the major parties have been hit with scandals in recent months. Shady real estate deals with government contractors has threatened President Enrique Peña Nieto's pre-party. However, early results show it will retain a majority in Congress and many state legislatures. All eyes were on the northern state of Nuevo León, where for the first time an independent candidate was running for governor. Jaime Rodriguez Calderón, known as El Bronco, was leading in exit polls and preliminary vote counts. But it will take days before final results in some of the closer state contests will be certified and turnout figures calculated. Voter Maria Elba Ortega said she thought about heeding calls for a boycott, but showed up at her Mexico City polling place.
Hay ocho, diez.
We have 10 parties now competing, she says. I wish I could tell you that it was a hard choice because there were so many good candidates, but she said it was a hard choice because they all are the same, corrupt and dishonest. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.